Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Ever feel like life's just throwing curveballs your way? Like you're constantly battling that never-ending stream of stress, pressure, and just plain chaos? You know what I'm talking about: deadlines, relationships, bills, the list goes on. But here's the good news. You've got more inner strength than you think. It's not some mystical power, it's about building resilience, mastering your emotions, and becoming unshakable. And guess what? The key to unlocking this inner powerhouse is something we often neglect: self-reflection. Today, we're diving deep into how self-reflection can be your secret weapon for building mental strength. Think of it as a personal training session for your mind. We'll break down 5 powerful ways to use self-reflection to not only survive but thrive in the face of any challenge life throws your way. First up, self-reflection helps you understand your triggers. You know, those situations that send you spiraling into stress or negativity? By taking time to truly analyze these moments, what happened, how did you feel, what thoughts popped into your head, you start to see patterns. It's like being a detective for your own emotions, figuring out the who, what, and why behind your reactions. Once you know your triggers, you can start developing coping mechanisms and strategies to navigate them with more grace. Second, self-reflection helps you identify your values. Ever feel lost or directionless? It's like trying to sail a ship without a compass. Understanding your core values, what truly matters to you, provides that guiding light. When you know your values, it becomes easier to make decisions aligned with your purpose and live a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. Third, self-reflection allows you to cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in the "what I lack" mentality. But by actively focusing on what you already have, your health, relationships, talents, experiences, you shift your perspective and cultivate a sense of appreciation. Remember, happiness isn't about achieving some distant goal, it's about finding joy in the present moment. Next up, self-reflection helps you practice self-compassion. You wouldn't beat yourself up for every mistake, right? So why do we often treat ourselves with such harsh criticism? Self-reflection allows you to acknowledge your imperfections, learn from them, and extend kindness to yourself just as you would to a friend. And finally, self-reflection helps you set realistic goals. We all want to achieve big things, but it's essential to break them down into smaller, manageable steps. Self-reflection allows you to assess your strengths, weaknesses, and available resources, enabling you to create goals that are both challenging and attainable. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah. She's juggling a demanding job, raising 2 kids, and trying to squeeze in some self-care. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and like she's barely keeping her head above water. But then, she starts incorporating self-reflection into her routine, even just 10 minutes a day. She takes time to journal, meditate, or simply sit quietly and reflect on her thoughts and feelings. Slowly but surely, things start to change. Sarah becomes more aware of her triggers, those moments that send her stress levels soaring. She identifies her core values: family, creativity, personal growth, and starts making choices that align with them. She cultivates gratitude for the little things, practices self-compassion when she makes mistakes, and sets realistic goals that feel empowering rather than daunting. The result? Sarah feels more in control, less overwhelmed, and more joyful. Self-reflection is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. So start today. Take those 10 minutes, grab your journal, or simply find a quiet spot to reflect on your thoughts and feelings. You might be surprised at what you discover about yourself. Remember, building mental strength is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep pushing forward. You've got this. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who could benefit from it. Leave a review on your podcast app. Those reviews really help us reach more people. And until next time, keep striving for that stoic state of mind. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.